you doing this weekend then?
I've not got much plans. I'm working on Friday after school. No, because we're off on school, aren't we? Yeah, I'm working all day Friday, and then I'm working on Saturday, and then on Sunday I'm going to my dad's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. What are you doing?
What, this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Friday I'm supposed to be going out with dinner with my boyfriend, because we've been going out for 6 months.
6 months, oh God.
And then on Saturday I'm going to Orkney to visit family, because that's where I'm born. And that's about it.
Too much.
I think. I'm not sure. What did you do?
A slight fit there.
I'm sorry.
But that can fit you out of it.
Well, I did a camp at IMD this weekend. Nothing planned. I'm probably packing because I'm away on my holidays to Tenerife next Thursday.
What did you do this weekend?
Friday, I didn't do anything. I had some pals come around. Saturday I went to my gran's for some mince and ties.
Oh, I love mince and ties, but mince and clap shorts are the best.
I hate mince and ties. What
do you call it? Clap short.
You know, it's like ties and neat, your neat like all mixed up together.
I've never even heard of that.
It's disgusting. And then Sunday I just did some shopping.
Have you started revising yet?
No.
What, for an exam?
Yeah.
Can I just say I'm pooing myself? Because I really don't know what I'm going to do.
I made up my timetable and stuff, but on Friday I've done absolutely nothing. Saturday I did nothing, and Sunday I did nothing. So I'm not
I did nothing.
I've not timetables, I've not made up.
I'm totally panicking because,
I'm just going to start in the first week of the holidays. I'm going to go down.
I'm going to have to, yeah.
I'll probably start in the second week, so I'll be on holiday and I won't concentrate.
I'll probably start revising stuff just once we get on holiday, but I'm planning to go home and do some work tonight, but I'll be I'll just watch Hollyoaks instead.
Oh, I love Hollyoaks.
So, my pal, what are you wanting to do when you leave school, my Scottish friend?
I did a camera.
What's your
favourite
subject?
When you leave school?
I don't know. I want to get rich, obviously. But I think I'll probably go to university, but I don't know what I'm going to study.
Yeah. I want to go to university, but
I like art and I like drama, so something to do with that.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to go to uni, but I don't
know. On actresses. That's a bit of drama, a bit of art.
My friend speaks Arcadian.
God, give us a blast.
What do you want me to say?
Just anything you want. Just
name's and I'm from Orkney.
Well, my name's and I'm from Orkney.
So, what do you want to do when you're elder?
I've got a lot of things I want to do, but I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking I want to work on a cruise ship and do some beauty therapy.
Wow, that's so cool.
Because you see, I figured you don't have to pay for tax or anything. You got your food and you're bed free.
Yeah, but then you're
bed.
But then you're on a boat and it's all.
I love boats.
Do you not get seasick?
No.
Neither do I really.
I do. Well, no, I get a bit queasy because we went on holiday to Tenerife last year. We went on this boat thing, on this catamaran.
I went on that last year, but
it was quite choppy, and my sister was sick, my mum was sick, and me and Dan and William were all really nauseous. We were and then there was this huge fat man in front of us eating his dinner, and it was minging. God, that's on the recording thing now. Never mind, you'll just edit that bit out.
That was my holiday too, and went on the catamaran, and we got to feed the fish.
A catamaran. What is a catamaran?
A boat.
Yes. It's got a glass bottle boat.
I'm telling you, I've got phobias, right? My phobias. Phobias are spiders, mice and rats in deep water. And I went away on a kind of activities week thing with my family. It was really, really crap. And I went in a boat, right? But it was a banana boat, and you've got to straddle it.
Yeah.
And then you're looking down, and oh my god, I thought I was going to fall in. I didn't. But I thought I was going to fall in. Anyway, I'm blabbing.
Did it also have spiders, mats, and rats, and
I killed the biggest spider this morning. It was absolutely massive.
Oh, it's going to make it rain.
I woke
now.
Up with a spider on my face.
Oh, that's minging.
No wonder I've got a phobia. I woke up and I was like, ah, dad, kill it. Not that I'm scared of spiders.
No, that could mean, no, apparently you eat 8 spiders in your lifetime.
Yeah, but it was like huge. If I had that down my throat, I'd be like, okay. It was absolutely massive.
So what subjects are you picking next year?
For hires.
Well, I'm not entirely happy with the course choices this year.
No, Mrs. was totally guilt-tripping me. I was so mad. I don't care.
Really? Oh, well.
Whoops. Yeah.
Anyway, what subjects are you doing?
Well, I'm definitely taking drama. And
why? You're crap. And I'm joking.
Scottish English. And RMPS.
Me too.
Oh, I love that subject.
Scottish religion. And
Scottish religion? Religious, moral, philosophical education.
And what's the other one?
PE?
No.
No.
Mods. Modern studies, that's the one. But I don't know what my other subject will be because the columns don't fit.
I'm wanting to crash biology.
Oh, I'm having to take higher biology.
I'm having to take higher business management.
I'm not happy.
I feel sorry for you. For another year. No, I'm joking. It's not that bad.
Sure, in PSE, she was totally guilt-tripping me. She was like, oh yeah, I'm really sorry about the course choices.
I know, and she kind of kept looking at you.
And she's like, some people complain the first time.
And they're not happy with it the second time.
Yeah. So is anyone going anywhere nice in the holidays?
I am going to Tenerife.
Are you? Aye. With who? Your family?
With my family.
Where are you going?
Dad, my sister.
Where are you going?
This year. It's just my last...
Plonked in the middle of Tenerife. There you go. Buy an ice cream, off you go.
My last family holiday, because I'll be 16 soon, so... Yeah.
I'm going to Stoke.
Are you moving out when you're 16?
No, but I don't want to go on holiday with my family again.
It's hard.
Are you don't really going on holiday?
I'm just going down to Stoke-on-Trent.
Where the hell
is that? It's in England, Tommy. Oh, you know where Alton Towers is?
No.
You know where
it's where Alton Towers is.
And Robbie Williams was born.
Is that not like Blackpool or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's
why. I'm not good at geography.
Yeah, I'm going
down
to see my mum's boyfriend's parents, so we're staying with them. But I've only met them once before, so it'll be a bit...
Party. No, I'm joking.
No, I think it'll be a bit dodgy.
See, PE at the moment, I'm really hacked off. I'm so glad that it's the last cross-country.
It's not, though.
It is. They're not doing it after the holidays.
See, they said that last year and they never did it. That weather is crap.
I know, they're making us run in like, the snow and the rain.
I really hurt
and
my
stuff.
Leg.
Hi, what did you do to it?
My leg?
What did you do to it?
What?
What did you do to it?
Oh, I don't know. I went over it or something and it kind of popped. It's really sore.
You idiot.
Is there leggy, can I? Okay.
No, they're not making us do cross country anymore.
Are they not? Oh,
well, they
said
that last year and they never made us do it.
Well, I haven't got 5 times.
Yeah, but last year
I didn't have 5 times last year.
Last year I skipped every single cross country and then never noticed. I was like, oh, unfit. I'm not well, I'm unfit in a run. They were like, all right, okay.
I never miss it.
They never notice.
I never don't do it. I just walk.
I do it, but I hate it. I'm like, grumble.
I was off the first week, that's just because I was sick.
I
was off the first week because I was feeling rubbish, I thought I had the flu, and then I was off the second week because I was recovering from a viral infection.
A viral infection? Ooh, that's rather posh.
No, that's what the doctor said, and I was going to get antibiotics, but he said no, because they have side effects. I was like, okay, let's not go there. but I just recovered all by myself.
Good girl.
Thanks.
So you've still got the cold then, because you're kind of bugged up. You sound like all like, hey, my name's
I'm just walking now from something. No, yeah, I do have the cold, but yeah.
So what do we think about the Scottish language? Do we think it's still going
around?
My
dad's still got the Scottish.
No, I think it's dying out because you don't use as many Scottish words.
But when
words,
you say like Scottish, do you mean like Adaken, like Fitty Dane? Or do you mean like Glaswegian?
No, the actual Scots language.
Because like Scots and English are completely two different languages.
Yeah.
My dad.
They just kind of be merged, and we speak a lot more English than Scots.
My dad's retained.
We've just got a Scottish
accent.
Like a twang.
Yeah.
But we don't actually say the words.
Uh huh.
My dad's retained a lot of his Scottish heritage. house. Well, he's a farmer. Loon.
Does he still use like all Scottish
like,
words?
Is that
Scottish words like thou, tis, I, kin?
Well, Dad,
what was that?
Dad would be like, oh, aye, the beasts are calving up the hill and stuff like that. And I know that doesn't sound particularly Scottish, but he uses other Scottish words that I can't think of right now.
Yeah,
but,
same
yeah.
as same with my dad.
See, and he'll come out with words and I'll just be like, what's that mean? And he'll be like, you don't know? And I'm like, yeah, and?
Yeah. I think it's because we don't get taught Scots in school, we only get taught English.
Yeah.
Or Shakespeare.
So how are we meant to know the Scots language if we've never been taught it? So.
But it's not like we're all going to change our accent suddenly and start speaking all the Scottish dictionary words.
Also, I mean, it sounds a bit silly, but...
It must be going...
Kids, you know, like, when we've got mobile phones and we can text and all that, we just change the words, you know, to shortened words.
Yeah.
And we don't... Nowadays, like, we don't say Scottish... Just is Scottish.
Yeah. Scottish. And it's not like Italy, it's Italy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of us are
just
pronunciation,
lazy, isn't
it? It's like lazy pronunciation, it's not like the words that we use at all.
And it's, I don't know.
But it obviously can't be as popular if we don't even know half the words that the Scots use.
I mean,
I've lived in
we
Scotland
should still
all my
be
life.
Speaking Scottish,
and
we
I don't
are
speak Scottish at all.
I don't particularly like Scottish accents.
I know, they annoy me.
No, but I don't think English ones are any better.
Like, Roisin off University. She's a pain. She's not
English.
See, that's horrible.
Can't believe our chemistry teacher, her voice annoys me.
Who's that, Miss
But everybody complains how the Scottish accent is, like, so awful, but the English ones are worse.
Do you remember that time that Miss turned around in class, and she turned around and said, we'll be doing the green ink. And I said, why are you doing that? And she goes, well, don't Scottish roll their R's like that. But Scottish don't really roll their R's.
Can't roll their R's. And she's Scottish.
It's like loch, you know.
Yeah.
No.
I hate
like
when loch
when
people
like
who are not Scottish
say
loch.
Yeah.
Loch Ness. I said it's loch. Loch.
Like, I live in 11 Tochill Place.
Uh-huh.
But everyone go, I live in Tochill Place. It's like, no, that would be Toch.
Joking.
And they can't say Auchinblay.
Yeah, I know.
Auchinblay.
See, the lady that gave the assembly the other day.
Anyway.
Didn't didn't our English teacher tell us not to slag off the...
We're not slagging off
teachers. We're not
slagging
off teachers, we're just...
Yeah.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, so, and she was like, och and play. I was like, no, she tried to put a big thingy on it. She was like, och and play. You're just like, och and play. And she was like,
yeah, she's like, och and play.
But I don't, I really think that there's not that many people that speak Scots anymore. There's
not.
I mean, the older generation,
but
when we get, see, when we have kids in the next generation,
it's just going to die
Scots
out.
Scots is just totally going to die out because nobody speaks it. It's, I mean,
it's
only,
we don't get taught
it's country bumpkins that speak Scots.
Yeah.
You don't hear Aberdonians going, oh, the loch of a hill. You hear them
it's
going,
I mean,
it's like Gaelic,
probably. It's a Gaelic.
Gaelic languages.
It's really
out as well.
But I just think there's so many people.
I think we should get taught Gaelic instead of French.
Yeah. No.
Or,
no.
I think we should get taught something decent like Spanish, because nearly everywhere you go is people speak
Spanish. But then again,
Spanish.
I went on the French exchange, and it was really
language.
Good.
I love the French exchange.
It was really good. You mean went on the French exchange?
It was anyway. Yeah, it was really
good.
Except my French person was my man, but you know.
Mrs. was on the French exchange and she came up to me and goes, I hear you picked up a lad. And I goes, excuse me, but that's my French exchange partner. She was a girl. I was such a shame, but she was really lovely. But she's a bit feminine.
With the younger than you,
yeah, they were about 13.
Yeah.
And we were over there.
But she was really cool. My mom played the electric guitar and everything. I went to her like French lesson and her French teacher was like, do you know like all these people and like this? And I was going, no. And he was going, no! No! Like, having this huge fit about it. I was like, what? But anyway.
Mathilde's brother was quite nice.
What was that? Quite nice.
No, of course not.
Quite fit.
I like Scottish nails.
Yeah.
With
I
kilts
think
on. The farmers and I, the kilts on.
I think they look lovely.
Yeah, but the farmers
kilts.
Don't walk around
yeah.
the farmers.
They don't wear it every day. They're worrying. But it's
kilts
nice for
quality.
Special occasions. I think that the Scottish, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, in England, they're not just wear, like, bowler hats and like suits or is that not true?
Oh, do you
bowler
hats? Stereotype them?
No, I know what you're talking about.
No.
Okay, Cammy, just calm down there.
No, but no, I don't mean the stereotype. But you know, like everyone says that Scottish people eat haggis, mince and clapshart, and you know their kilts and everything. Well, we do wear kilts, but on like a special occasion, yeah. You know, like we dress up. So what do English people wear on special occasions? Do they wear like top hats and like bow ties and stuff or not? Like what?
They don't have a national dress though.
See, but I think it's good that we do, and that will carry on. And
I'm
because
really
that's like got
yeah.
with your
I'm
last
really
name
proud
and
stuff. To be
I am really proud to be Scottish.
I never say I'm British. It's always
yeah.
Scottish.
And yeah, even in the forms when you're filling them out, they're like, "Are you British?"
British
you're
like,
"No,
like
I'm Scottish."
See, you know, like when you're filling your passport or whatever, it's like British.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should have.
No,
you should be able to say you're Scottish because
yeah.
you are Scottish.
Scotland's
and then there's
a country
English
in
its
own right.
Separate.
Scotland's a country in its own right, and I think
yeah.
it should be recognised.
So do I. That's right.
100% with you there.
Thanks.
Need probably.
So.
Pardon. No. Carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got our own national anthem, and so
uh-huh.
do Wales, and so
yeah,
do Ireland.
I know.
But
yeah.
England only just used the British national
yeah.
anthem.
What's
they don't
British
have
one?
A,
do you know what really?
God Save the Queen.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the British
what's this,
one.
What's this Scottish one?
Oh, Flower of Scotland.
Right,
do you know what really annoys me? I know it's really trivial, but you see when you're watching GMTV in the morning and they're doing the weather forecast, they only basically focus on
yeah,
England.
No.
And they're like, yeah, it's going to rain in southeast England today. And,
and in the
maybe there's going to be a wee bit of sun in the northeast of Scotland.
That doesn't matter.
Who cares? Because, you know, they're about 100 miles away from us. I don't care. Well, you know.
The same with football commentators. If
yeah.
it's England, Scotland, oh, well, England will be doing everything right.
Yeah.
And Scotland will be, oh, poor performance from the boys here and everything.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, don't be so biased.
I know.
But it just annoys me. I mean, it's
I was like when I was watching the rugby, I got so annoyed at that TV and my granny was going mental. Because there were just so there was three Englishmen commentating and one Scotsman
yeah.
and it was just the English did no wrong.
Although
Scotland is actually getting a bad name with drugs.
Yeah,
they actually are.
And
yeah,
especially
we're seen as
the
drug capital of Europe.
Isn't North East
yeah.
Scotland like
the
worst? The
worst
in the whole.
Aberdeen.
That's where we live.
And
it's not true.
And we've
it's
got
not.
The most teenage pregnancies as well. Big achievement.
It's legal.
Is Dundee not like the worst for like youngest like
yeah.
underage?
In
it,
Scotland, Dundee's
it's true,
the worst.
So if you go shopping in Dundee, you see like
yeah.
our age. Prams,
you
like,
can't be
huge.
You
puppies.
Can't. Be, yeah, but you can be sure that that's not like the sister or something.
Exactly,
like that.
Or an auntie.
Because you're not
or
exactly.
A cousin.
You're not exactly gonna go off and go hire your teenage mother. You
yeah.
know, and they're gonna be like, "Excuse me."
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you do see like, people that are pregnant at
yeah.
that age, and I don't
I
know.
Just
it's
like,
just
well,
no. no it's
I just,
a shame.
I feel sorry for them.
It's a shame, but
well,
yeah.
sometimes.
But
I mean,
we had. Sorry.
yeah, folk are just. Like trying to put Scotland down, I think, because
yeah.
they think England's so much better. It's not.
We're being really horrible to the
yeah.
English people now.
And I have nothing against English people,
no.
but I think we should all be allowed to keep.
Just because they're a bigger part of the UK doesn't mean they should be favouritised.
No.
Is that a word, favouritised?
I don't know.
I mean, everywhere's
favoured.
I'm sure there's plenty of places in England that have lots of drug users and alcoholics
and high teenage pregnancy, but
I mean,
I
that,
just.
It's always the bad comments that get
yeah.
said about Scotland, never the good.
I that's true, because mine we had that talk by yeah,
uh-huh.
very nice man.
Well, England.
Well, he said that, you know, like, to name drugs, everybody named illegal drugs. Nobody named,
yeah.
like, paracetamol, caffeine. And it was it just, and when he turned around and said that, you know, that you just named illegal drugs, it was like, I thought it was quite a slap in the face. I was like, really? Because
yeah.
it was, it showed
but that's
you, like,
what you think of. You don't, I know this sounds stupid, but paracetamol is a drug and caffeine is a drug.
Yeah,
you
just
don't just think
like,
of it like
it's
that.
So,
it's
so
like medication, isn't it?
It's so integrated in everyday
well,
life.
Caffeine is not a medication.
No, but like it's
using
yeah.
that
but
as a medication.
Yeah,
it's so
integrated in everyday life. You just don't think about it. You don't think it twice. Like,
but I mean, and then he was like, you know, like you're saying that northeast Scotland's like the highest drug use in everything. It's only like 11% or something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what he was pointing out to us. Yeah, that it wasn't. as bad as it was made out
to be. I know, so why is it made out to be this big... I mean, they should, instead of, like, criticising 11% of Scotland, they should be praising the 89% or whatever it is.
I think folk just...
maths.
I know. Folk just concentrate on the negatives instead of the positives.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's fair.
No. Me either.
No. Not at
Right, so guys, do you think that's been a really good conversation?
Yeah, I think it's been absolutely fantastic.